It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, here about a week ago, I had the pleasure of fishing down at Tewakinee with guide Tony Pennybaker. Become a new friend, to be honest with you. Had a chance to go down there. We went down, and Jeff Rice and I went back. Actually had two trips with Tony. Jeff Rice, who does the filming and the videography on our outdoor show, he went down, and we filmed a little show with Tony, and I think it's actually going to air very soon. I keep everybody updated on that, but it's on Friendly News there on Facebook. You can watch it. I thought it'd be fun to get Tony on with us and just kind of talk some catfishing and see what's going on now and, you know, what's coming up. Tony, are you hanging in there ready to talk some catfishing, buddy?
I'm just waiting on my chance.
You're waiting for me to be quiet so you can jump in there and talk. I know. Well, I tell you, I don't need to tell you, but, you know, we tore the catfish up. And really, one time we fished on the upper, the first time we fished together was up on the far upper end of the lake, and we was fishing a point, maybe two points. We moved once. Same story, we caught the daylights out of the blue catfish, what I call eater fish, Tony. Most of them, you know, 2 to 5 pounds, right in that range. The best eating of all sizes, in my opinion. How long do you think the blue cat bite like this is going to hold?
It'll probably hold for, probably another 30 days, or maybe on into June. The water temperatures are pretty close, around 80 degrees now. And the catfish are going to go right into spawning. So, can you find those points and spawning positions they're going to be in, you're going to catch a lot of fish.
So, really, generalize the type of areas we were fishing, kind of a main lake point that feeds back into a sheltered cove, that kind of stuff. There's nothing magic about the first place. We could have stayed there, I think, and limited out. I know you indicated that. But we moved, and it was the same deal at the next point. I mean, they were in there. And it was kind of a point leading back into a cove. So I guess that might be a tip for people, rather than fishing deep, deep water, you know. Fish that kind of structure with some kind of maybe some shoreline cover, like willows or weeds or something, right?
That lake's so high now, you know, it came up, and then we got the hard rains yesterday with the storm. I think some places may have got over 4 inches of rain. So the rivers are running again. The lake's coming back up, and all of the freshly flooded button willows and old willows that have died, just any of that structure is it's going to be on good fishing. Fish are in there. We find some places are going to be better than others, but you get just pop around one or two spots, and you'll land in one in a minute where you can just sit and catch them.
Right. And now the main thing on the blue cat, and I'm totally convinced of this, is some fresh cut shad or shad, you know. I think you'll do way better with shad when on the blues right now. What's your?
There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
The fresh shad and you right now you've got the channel cat moving in too.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got a lot of little bites going on where they just kind of peck at it and maybe your rod tip will bend and it'll snap back, and that's the channel cat doing that. So maybe if you can get a little bigger shad, they're a little tougher, a little harder to get off, you know. So
mm-hmm,
old
right.
Channel cat can't pull your bait off so quick.
You know,
might not have to check them as often.
Yep, and that's one thing that I've used circle hooks with fishing with folks, you know, for years. But that's one thing that last trip really drove home to me is this. Of course, we were fishing with eight or so rods, quite a few rods out, just long cast and a no-roll sinker and a circle hook, and let it set on the bottom there. Well, I'm convinced that the least you can be picking at toying with that rod and that reel, the better off you are. Once your boat is in a stable position, you use those poles that anchor the back end of the boat and then a front anchor. That boat's just as solid as a dock, really, to fish from. But what I'm getting at, Tony, most of those catfish will hook themselves. I mean, I think you could just set a stopwatch, be blindfolded, and about every 2 minutes get up and you'll the rods that are twitching have got a fish on there. There's really not anything magic about holding that rod. I think you're better off just to have it in a rod holder, you know?
Oh, you definitely are. You can jump the gun, you know. You see a little hit on the rod and you want to jump and grab it, set the hook.
Yep.
It's just not necessary with today's circle hooks. You just wait till he runs out and hits the end of it and it'll hook him.
That's right.
Modern technology puts a fine sharpening point on all of the hooks nowadays. They're not like the hooks we had when we were kids.
Not like our grandfather.
We'd chase down an earthworm just to stick him, you know.
Not like our grandfather's hooks. But
these things today are sharp.
And, you know, a circle hook, folks, and I know most of you listening probably are well aware of this, but a circle hook is designed so that it's designed like a corkscrew. In other words, when that fish picks it up and clamps down on it and swims away, it will twist into his mouth. And that's it. I mean, you jerk and on the rod when you feel a little bite, you'll pull it right out of his mouth. The hook does all the hook itself does the hook setting, doesn't it, Tony? You know?
It does. You just gotta let it do its job. What did we have? We had two or three on that we didn't even know we had on.
And nice ones, too. A
couple of times.
Yeah. And in other words, what happened, we were talking or looking off or looking at another rod. They probably bowed that rod. These were some, you know, 2.5, 3.5 pound fish, but the ones I remember. But they bowed that rod down and hooked themselves, and then they're just, well, they might have swam toward us, you know, took the slack out. So...
And then just sat there and chewed on it and didn't move at all.
And had no idea.
Then you pick it up and start reeling on it.
Had no idea they were hooked. So this kind of fishing, folks, at Tewakinee, like Tony says, you can expect if you get you some shad and get in these type of areas, you're going to catch some blues for weeks to come. But also, I don't mean this in a negative way, but who would want to fool with the channel cat there? I'm talking at Tewakinee with these blues biting so good. I guess right now, probably you could get some soured grain and get up in the willows and some punch bait or, you know, a channel catfish type bait. And could you now and do pretty good on the smaller channel cat? I guess you could.
You can. I mean, there are people fishing for the channels. I see them. They'll put a bobber on and fish 25, 30 inches under it, maybe a little deeper, and just fish the structure with a punch bait. And they're catching, their target is small channel cat.
Yep.
Which,
yep.
Hey, you know, some people prefer to eat a channel. I kind of prefer to eat a blue, but I like channel too, but some people prefer the channel.
I know it, and that's I was raised on – I've said this many times, raised fishing for channel cat. That's all we knew up in Red River County. We'd fish up in Oklahoma, some of the small lakes up there. But honestly, I wasn't exposed to blue catfish until I was well into my – probably approaching 30 years old, something like that. But now – especially at Tewakinee, there's just, I mean, blues are the prevalent fish. I mean, you can, there must be tons of them because every time you know, if you get with somebody like yourself that knows what to do, what to fish, what kind of bait, you know, I mean, you can catch the daylights out of them. Not to say that there's still not plenty of channel catfish in Lake Tewakene. That's the fact that they are, isn't it, you know?
There's still a lot of channel. You can catch a lot of nice channel. In fact, this year, so far, I've caught bigger channel than I normally do. Now, I don't know what's up with that, but might just be luck. We caught some pretty good channel cat. And normally, there were a bunch of little ones, you know, and we're not really fishing for them. But when we do start fishing for them, I think we're going to catch some better channel cat this year.
Bigger on average size. That's good.
A little bigger average size. And it may be because they took the minimum length off the channel. Mm-hmm. When they placed the slot on the blues.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, you know, people like me, if we go channel cat fishing, we're going to probably keep some of those 9 and 10 inches and just fry them whole.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And I'm thinking a lot of people are like that, and so maybe they're taking some of the smaller ones out and allowing some of the others to get bigger.
That's true. Well, Tony, we are just about out of time. I want to connect all of our listeners, all of our friends that listen every week to you. Folks, we're visiting with a new friend of mine. I've actually known Tony about a month now. You know, we fish together. Don't take long if you're an old fisherman to get on the same wavelength. But Tony guides out of the Tewakene Marina down there. And how about leaving your phone number? I know you can go to Facebook and like a Thunder Cove Guide Service, right? Is that right?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it would help my rankings on Google if everybody would go to my Thunder Cove page and like it.
Yeah.
Maybe make a comment, but you can look me up. I'm Tony Pennybaker, Lake Tewakene, catfishguide.com, or you can go to my Facebook page, and I'm Thunder Cove Lake Tewakene Guide.
Yep.
Or you can just Google my name and you'll get it all.
Oh yeah.
It'll all come up. The whole page of me.
Spell that last name, Tony, so people have it there.
It's Pennebaker.
Yep, Pennybaker.
And not many of us around.
No, not too many Pennybakers, and not one on every corner now, that's for sure. And how about a phone number, Tony?
It's 903-474-3078.
Tony, thanks a lot, buddy, and we'll get you back here and keep everybody tuned in down at Tewakene. How about it?
Well, all right. Just give me a holler and let's go fishing.
Well, folks, I always enjoy getting Tony Pennybaker on with us. He is on the cutting edge down there at Lake Tewakene. He's there fishing just about every day and follows the catfish patterns. But as he kind of pointed out, right now is the primo time to go to Tewakene and stock up on blue catfish for the freezer. Channel catfish are awesome eating, but blue catfish are just they're like the delicacy of fresh water, in my opinion. But pretty soon the times will change. The water will continue to get a little bit warmer and a little more warmer. And right now, if you want to catch channel catfish, you can get some good cheese bait. Stubby's cheese bait is hard to beat. And get a cork or a slip cork and get up in these button willows, the flooded willow trees around the edge of grass, and you can sack them up. But I really did enjoy having Tony with us. We'll get him back again soon. Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Remember, you can listen to the archive of our shows at ketr.org. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, and Catfish Bubblegum.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.